Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
We have another Moosegate 2019 update, Stacy. You know what that means, hey? Cue the super serious, super 90s news music. All right, let's do this. Moosegate 2019. It started off as a battle, and now it looks like it's going to end peacefully, because Norway and Canada, specifically Moose Jaw, it looks like they're kind of putting their differences aside.
A moose truce, if you will.
Moose truce.
Yeah.
Basically, Norway, they are thinking about sending some representatives to Moose Jaw to talk this whole thing out.
In person, because that's what it needs,
yeah,
right?
I think we've all been in that situation where we've had a meeting at work, and you're like, this easily could have been done over email. This is one of those situations that could easily be done over email. Like, why do they need to meet in person? It's about a moose. It's a giant fake moose.
I think it's for a photo op, you know,
of
like posing in front of Mac the Moose.
Yeah.
But also like press for them, press for Moose Jaw. But what's interesting is the mayor of Store Elvdal, which is the place in Norway that has the big silver moose, said, you know what? They suggested that Moose Jaw and Store Elvdal make their moose the same size and just go on an even plane, because you know what? It turns out Store Elvdal doesn't have the money to keep increasing the size of their silver moose.
So they want to keep it a tie.
Yeah.
What is this, soccer? No way. Come on. Someone has to be the winner. There can't be two winners.
And Moose Jaw, based on the press that's happened in the last, I don't know, month or so, there's no way Moose Jaw is going to be like, yeah, you know what? Let's just be the same. Moose Jaw is in this to win it.
Yeah. And I love how Moose Jaw doesn't have any problem with the money aspect. Like, this town in Norway is like, guys, we can't keep building fake mooses over and over again to be the tallest moose. Meanwhile, in Moose Jaw, it's like, oh, we don't care. We will live in poverty if we have to. If it means going bankrupt and we have the largest moose, we'll do it. My fiance and I are getting married in a church, so we have to do these marriage prep classes. And one thing we're learning at these marriage prep classes, the five love languages. This is a book.
I did not know there was five.
Yeah, it's a book. It's a New York Times bestseller, and there are five ways that you can show your love for someone. Words of affirmation, so complimenting them. Acts of service, doing stuff around the house for them. Giving gifts, spending quality time with them. And physical touch. Spooning, if you will. Out of all these five.
Or a tap on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's how I show my love to my fiance. Hi. Just a nice pat on the shoulder. Out of those five, what's your go-to love language?
I just Googled them here, so I have to pick one? Or
just one.
Aw. I'm never good at picking just one of anything. I would knock off receiving gifts, because I don't really care about gifts. That's not love to me.
Okay.
It's nice. Trust me. I would appreciate a gift. I would say physical touch and words of affirmation.
So you love getting touched and you love compliments.
Is it affirmation compliments?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if someone hugs you and they say, you look nice today, that's basically cloud nine for Stacey Cooper, right? Like at the same time, you're like, oh, you're going to blush like a schoolgirl, yeah.
Well, ideally, I would like to do words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, and physical touch. Just no gifts.
So basically all of them.
Four of them.
Yeah, my fiance was like, you know what? All of them. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be easy. Sweet. This is my future. Sweet. Awesome. Sounds great. For me, it's the gifts and quality time. I like getting gifts, but not like big, huge gifts. Like if someone got me a car, I'd be like, return it. I'd feel bad every single time I go in there. I'm talking little gifts. Like Jason, who listens to Cruise Mornings all the time, gave me a jar of peanut butter yesterday.
Yeah, that's
pretty
nice.
And I love peanut butter. And it's like a $5 gift that really means something. I love those. That's why I'm all about the homemade cards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just little gifts that show you care. And quality time. Because of our weird hours, quality time for my fiance and I, it's like the best thing ever. We appreciate it so much. But I also feel super selfish now, because it's like, if you want to love me, you must spend all your time with me and buy me stuff all the time.
Easy.
When it comes to romantic cities in Canada, Saskatoon is not in the top 20. Last year, we were in like the top 10, exact same list.
I feel like we were.
And now, we're not even close. The most romantic city in Canada, Victoria, BC, in case you were wondering.
Mm.
Number three, Fort McMurray. What? Fort Mac. Because when I think of romance, I think of Fort McMurray. Some other cities on here, like Kelowna, sexy city. I get how Kelowna can be kind of romantic. Courtney, B.C., that's another one. Basically anywhere in B.C., they're very romantic. They got romantic things out there. But Grand Prairie's on the list. Airdrie's on the list.
Now, before you get yourself all worked up here, the criteria for this list, it's sourced by Amazon Canada, first of all. And they look at the criteria about how many people bought romance novels in print and in Kindle edition. And they also surveyed people who watched or purchased romantic comedies via like Amazon Prime or bought actual movies on Amazon. So, also, by the way, the purchase of relationship books, jewelry, and sexual wellness products.
This is like the worst survey of all time. So like that's how they're getting their information.
Amazon orders, yeah.
I thought they were looking at like actual acts of love, like how many homemade cards did you make your significant other?
No.
How many times did you get just because flowers for your significant other? Stuff like that, you know?
Actual romance.
Well, then, whatever. You know what? They need to make a new list. They need a new survey person for this. Because buying a romance novel, that's like the opposite of romantic, because most people who buy those things are single people who have no romance in their lives anyway. Like, come on. They should redo this survey. And if they did, Saskatoon would be top five at least. Because one of the most romantic things you can do for someone is clean the snow off their car after a big snowfall.
Ah, yes.
You know how many times I see that here in Saskatoon? Tons. I know a lot of people were pretty excited about Optimist Hill being open last week. They were kind of ready for one of those soft openings, if you will. You know how restaurants kind of do that, the soft opening? Optimist Hill was going to do that on Friday, but it was way too cold, so they postponed that.
I just find that so incredibly ironic how the whole point of, you know, making Saskatoon a winter city, people need to enjoy things more. This is why we can't have winter things, is because it's always, well, I shouldn't say always, but it can get so stinking cold, and their mandate for operating is like if wind chills get to minus 30.
Okay.
Well, they're going to be closed all week, all last week.
I think that's a good call to cancel it, though, because when it does get that cold outside, and it's an outdoor event, you always get the tough guys who talk about how much cold they can take, hey?
Mm.
And I can't take those guys. Oh, minus 35. What are you guys, wussies? This is shorts weather right now.
I'm just wearing a bunny hug.
Three layers. I don't even have anything under my jacket. I'm going shirtless, you know? It's like, I can't take those guys that just love to brag how much cold they can take. Back in high school football, I never wore an undershirt. I'd always tough it out for the boys. It's like, no one cares, Tony. No one cares at all. I could bust out the shorts. Don't, because your legs are disgusting.
Apparently, Uber is launching in Saskatoon today.
Yay! Hey! Thank goodness.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And they're holding, apparently, their first official press conference at 1:30 today.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like this whole, like, obviously, we've known that Uber's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
It had to go through a bunch of red tape with municipalities, SGI, the taxi services unhappy with them, city council meetings, what have you. But there's no, like, actual news about them launching today. It's just kind of going to be this, like, boom, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to have this extra option of how to get around.
I know.
I can't wait.
I'm excited for the first ride. I've been in an Uber and a Lyft before in other cities like Calgary and stuff like that, but I've never been in one here. Like, I'm thinking about just taking an Uber down the street to the corner store where
Why
I live.
Why not?
Just so I can take an Uber where it's like, ah. But I don't want to also blow my first Uber ride. I want to have a good one. I want to have a memorable experience for my first one.
Oh, really?
So maybe I take the Uber to, I don't know.
You're going to take yourself out for dinner first and then take an Uber?
Maybe I take an Uber through the drive-thru pierogi place. How about that for a memorable first Uber ride? And then the Uber driver gets pierogies as well. He's going to give me a 5-star rating on Uber. People will always want to pick me up.
I like the idea, too, of obviously with the rating system of Uber, which I think is fantastic. And you can at any time see which drivers are in your area. You could technically use the same Uber driver because you start to, like, you know their names.
Yeah.
You know what kind of cars they drive.
Uh-huh.
You could have a relationship with your Uber driver and specifically, like, search them out and have them be your guy or girl who's your driver.
That's always been my dream, to
so
be successful enough to have my own chauffeur. And he has to have, like, a really fancy name, like Timothy or something like that, you know, or something like classy. Classy kind of name.
Doug.
Come on now,
no,
Stacey.
Sorry.
Doug the chauffeur. Mm. Take me down the street here, Doug. Douglas. Douglas is actually kind of classy,
though.
Yeah,
that makes it better.
Maybe Jeff. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. With a G.
Take a ride around the block, please. I'm a bit tired. But Uber, we can't wait for you to get here. And what if it's just like a teaser press conference, though?
Please. Like, they can't mess with us any more than they already have,
maybe
can
it's
they?
A press conference to set up another press conference to inform us that there will be another press conference about a future upcoming press conference.